music, drumming, dance, transformation, an expression of the heart through voice, the heart opening to love, channeling of intention, kirtan community, yoga culture, bhakti, ancient traditions, modern environment, intentional community, the continuation of story, the ever-evolving mythology, reconnecting with the divine through voice, through song, through mantra, an exploration of chanting. Join us every Thursday at 4 p.m. on CATR 101.9 FM for Mantra. Or check us out on the web at mantraradio.co.
Hello, this is Logan Wolf. You're listening to Program Training on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, Canada. And that was 2020 by Images. Sorry, by Suns on their Images Du Futur album. Next up, we've got Brastronaut, and it's called Moonwalker. So enjoy.
Moonwalker, moonwalker. The state of hip-hop right now, man, as far as the way I see it, I think right now hip-hop is advancing as far as skills. You got brothers, you know what I'm saying, getting like more witty.
There ain't nobody to be pretty for. Let it rattle, let the clatter kill him, let the cataclysm wash. Who really listens? Precision with a verse draws a crowd. I draw a line between an easy melody and peace of mind.
You got DJs doing all kind of crazy shit on the turntables. I like where it's going, and I like, you know what I'm saying, the creative process that brothers is trying to take it to right now.
Rally Rails and Brendan Butter in the place to be. Crimes and Treasons Radio, 101.9 FM,
Vancouver,
CITR.ca, every Tuesday, 9 till 11.
Dynamite!
Oh, give me a landlord to land under star skies above.
I'm Jessica Newmanin, and I'm the program coordinator of Enterprising Women Making Art. Enterprising Women Making Art, UMA, is a program of Atira Women's Resource Society, a community-based organization that supports all women and their children who are experiencing the impacts of violence and abuse. Our studio is located on 54 East Cordova and is open Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., except for every second Friday. For more information about UMA, please visit the Atira Women's Resource Society website at www.atira.bc.ca/UMA. The store is located on 802 East Hastings, and we're open Wednesday to Sunday from 1 to 6. Please check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 604-685-8043 for more information.
Hi there. Last up, that was Brastronaut, and we had Moonwalker. And now we're going to play Alex Leggette from the album Sharks and Life Without You, track 6, Become the Man.
Doesn't make any sense. Please do show.
patient, so the person said talk. Talk is so damn hard to see that you are holding all the cards. I said words, words, it's so absurd to see that communication. So the person said talk, talk. It's so damn hard, it's so damn hard.
That was Stuck on Repeat by DNSQ3. Up next, we've got Owls by Nature and the track entitled Wandering Woman.
Even if you wait for me to come around. Just know it's true. There's nothing that I'm gonna do for you that I'm gonna change. At least not so. Well, I hear you going running around, and I see you leaving, but you don't make a sound. And it's too much for somebody like me. And I don't believe it, no, it ain't right. A wandering woman comes at night, stealing hearts.
Hello. Thank you for listening. This was Program Training with Logan Wolf. Signing out. That last track was by Big Dick, and it's called Coming Home. Shout outs to Inside Out Radio and Crimes and Treasons tonight. I think that's 8 to 9 and 9 to 10, I believe. And hopefully you'll hear me here soon doing my own thing. And thank you for listening. Oh, stay tuned for Radio Freethinker with Dawn and Ethan, who I just met. They seem lovely. And have a good day.
For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
Like a snake calling on a phone, I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time.
Australia and Canada are both countries with a whole lot of space to create some of the wildest sounds on the planet. Join your host Matthew as he explores the musical heritage of his native Australia and features fresh sounds from Canada's independent music world. That's Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, live Fridays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from.
What you're listening to?
London Philharmonic.
It's Venus. Venus.
Why not? We bounce the signals off the moon's surface. There's no reason that Venus shouldn't radiate impulses.
I don't mean the static. Can't you hear the other thing?
What other thing?
Listen to it, Paul. Listen to the voice.
Hi, this is the Gearing Up Inventors. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's the Boston Bomb edition of Radio Free Thinker. This week, Reed and Religion, the Scottish Atheist, and Issues in the Boston Bombing. Let's begin episode 208.
It's time for Radio Freethinker, the show that applies skepticism and critical thinking to everyday issues. The place where reason and reality cross sword for politics, religion, economics, and of course, science. Now let's get ready to be skeptical.
The cosmos is also within us. We're made of star stuff. We are away from the cosmos to know itself.
Across the sea of space, the stars are others, and we have traveled this way before, and there is much to be learned.
Hello and welcome to Radio Free Thinker, the radio show podcast that promotes skepticism and critical thinking right here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Ethan, your free thinking historian.
And this is Don, your political science philosopher. Ethan.
Yes.
Did you know you could go to Mars?
I actually did know that.
Okay. Yeah, apparently there's...
You haven't been?
No. Not recently, though. But see, this is what happens. 420. I know what Ethan was doing in 420. If he made it to Mars. Apparently, what is it? A Dutch company or German radio show is getting people who want to volunteer to be the first people to go to Mars. They do advise you, though, that it's a one-way trip. And, you know, but you'll be the first people on Mars, the first colonists, which is kind of cool.
So let me get this straight. Some radio station in Germany or the Netherlands has a bigger budget than NASA. That's how bad it's gotten for NASA.
Well, you know, I mean, to be fair, they're saying they're planning to send the trip in like 2038 or something like that. So, I mean, it's really just it's just a popularity thing. Although it does raise up the idea that a number of people have already proposed that maybe, you know, the first manned mission to be Mars will be a one-way mission, right? Because that would reduce a lot of the complications, issues, because a rocket to launch from Mars to return to Earth adds, like, well, doubles the whole complexity of the mission and the expense of the mission. Whereas if you just send them there and they live out their life there, you know, it's...
Well, I mean, I guess there is potential there if you were going to send, like, a small but well-equipped sort of mini-colony, and you could just keep sending them stuff.
Well, let's be honest, Ethan. I mean, if you were given the opportunity, and I'm not sure what age this would kick in, but I'm quite sure at some point you'd sit there and say, okay, so I might be dead in about 5 years, but I'd be the first friggin' person on Mars. I think I might be, you know, willing to do that if I had, you know, kids, maybe not, you know, but I mean, that you'd live for, you'd live forever. You'd be famous. You'd be bigger than Neil Armstrong, maybe.
Probably. Well, before we get started today, I want to give a quick thanks to all of our listeners who sent us their thoughts regarding last week's segment on piracy. It was really interesting to hear what they have to say. Incidentally, shortly after that episode came out, I saw a talk by author Neil Gaiman on the subject of the changing face of publishing. And he touched on things like piracy and ebooks and publishing technology. It was very interesting, and I think that it's pretty relevant to some of the things that we discussed. So we'll have a link to that.